Thank you. that remains will be burnt before the dawn of the new day.
Amen. Supper being in God and went to God, he rises from the supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answering said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet. But ye are clean every whit. Ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. To the newcomer that might be in the tabernacle, this has been our custom since I've been a minister here, and shall be until my day shall be no more. It is customary that after feet washing, after communion, we observe feet washing. I think it's an order from the law. The women go to one room and they wash each other's feet. As an example, there was only three things that Jesus left for us to do. One, that was natural. One of them was water baptism, the other in communion, and the other was feet washing. All other things, such as touching and handling and so forth, was omitted at the cross. But these things were commanded to be observed. And we find that 33 years after this, Paul preaching or telling Timothy that even a widow that was under 60 years old could not be taken into the group of believers unless she had lodged strangers, had prayed constantly day and night, and had washed the feet of the saints, showing that feet washing was still observed after that many years. We have record of it down through the ages. We still observe it here. It's the old-fashioned way of the Bible, that we do it just because that it's a commission. It's a commandment from the Lord that we should do these things until he comes again, showing forth that we believe in him, that he did it. And he said, I have given you an example that you should do to each other as I have done unto you. Happy are ye if you know these things and do them. So it is our belief in the Bible that we should observe as a community feet washing. I think immediately following that is a baptism service. I know it's a little late, but remember, our boss asked us to work a little overtime or something. What about the worship of the Lord? Many times they preached all night in the Bible's time. I remember one time in the Bible, a reading where Paul preaching all night, a young fellow fell out of the window and got killed. Paul went this lady's body over the young man's body, and life come back into him again as he lived. And it's still the same gospel, the Pauline gospel that we still preach, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now, the women have a room back here, and the man has a room here. And now, if you could stay and could want to see the baptism service, and you're going to be baptized, we have clothes here ready for baptism service, which will be immediately following this, which will take about maybe 8 or 10 minutes to finish the foot wash service. And a few people, men or women, who have never observed this, and you want a blessing in your soul, knowing that you are doing it, just so you put the towel around yourself to kneel down to your brother's feet, to wash the feet, just remember that Jesus put a towel around himself one day and knelt down to wash fishermen's feet. And he said, I give you an example that you should do to one another as I've done to you. Just keep that in your mind, and I'm sure there's a blessing ahead for you. God bless you now. as the women go to that room, and if you just want to stay for baptismal service, just remain in your seat. The baptismal service will be following this service right here. And the man will come back here, and the women will go back there. God bless you.
What a special service. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Let us say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you.
We love you.
When I ask for Brother David Phillips, he would come up and dismiss us for the foot washing service. Brother David. Father God, just thank you so much, Lord, for your mercy and your grace to us, Father. Thank you for Calvary, Lord. The very reason we're here, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you sent back on us, Father. Lord, as we see each and every person that come up to take communion or wherever they may be listening to this, we thank you for their lives, for the mercy that you've given them, Lord. You've protected us. You've kept us, Lord. Lord, go with us, Father. May we be your billboards. Lord, just thank you for your mercy and your grace and your love to us, Lord. Lord, we just give you the honor and the glory. We thank you again for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you, love you, and pray for you. The ushers will be dismissing you, so just remain seated till they come up and dismiss you. God bless you tonight.